Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new episode of Tea Talk with Sha. Today, we're going to be getting into all the trending topics all over social media and the internet. And we're also going to be doing a deep dive into the explosive finale of Real Housewives of Potomac. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Stay tuned. All right, Tea Crew, the tea is hot and it is really bubbling over. So let's go ahead and get into these topics. So a couple of you guys asked me about my reaction to the viral documentary series by Investigation Discovery called Quiet on Set. This is about the crazy things that happened on set of Nickelodeon's shows, all that. And The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, basically all the shows that were produced by Dan Schneider. And I let you guys know that back in August of 2022, I did an episode on Nickelodeon and, you know, them breaking child labor laws, everything that went on the set. So I will find that episode and link it for those who want more detailed information. But just generally, it was heartbreaking. I saw a post on Facebook today that was like, you know, salute to these children who gave up their childhood, you know, to make mine better. Because I used to love those Nick shows like Amanda Bynes and The Amanda Show and all that, because as a kid growing up that liked, you know, SNL and Mad TV and the sketch shows at that time were super popular, but not being able to watch them because they were for adults and it was adult-centered comedy that was not appropriate for children. So to have all that and to have it, you know, feature not just one, in many different cases, several Black cast members was like groundbreaking, right? There was a lot of there was girls on the show. There was Black women on the show. There was Black men on the show. Kenan and Kel got a spinoff. So it's just like Nickelodeon was the place to be for kids of color because it just had so much diversity to the point where it forced Disney to have more diversity in their casts because it was like an even Steven situation. It was like whatever, but they had to then go to a That's So Raven. Then they had to go to a, you know, Kyle's in the House and stuff like that because Nickelodeon did have so much diversity. So it's just really, really sad. Unfortunately, you know, the entertainment business is just no place for children. And it's also, you know, just one more thing about this and I guess we'll move on. But people's disdain for the parents, people completely putting all the blame on the parents and not having that kind of disdain for the pedophiles is really, really troubling to me. It's like these people took these jobs on these kids shows because they want to work with children. Brian Peck, the convicted sex offender from this documentary, like he truly was a dialogue coach for children because he was a pedophile. There's no other reason as to why he would want to work with children. He was attracted to children. And I just feel like the parents have their say. The parents have a portion of the blame for sure, because you cannot be that neglectful when it comes to your child. But I need people to start blaming the predators as well. Like, I don't understand why y'all are not giving this much heat for the predators. Also, the predator defenders that wrote letters for this man. This man is convicted. He was convicted of what he did to Drake Bell, right? Then you have a slew of celebrities, and the documentary crew actually asked for these letters to be unsealed. And these letters are getting y'all in trouble because they're showing your alliances of how you guys move when it comes to these predators. Several of you, several famous actors, James Marsden and the other guy, I don't want to say the wrong name, so I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to get somebody else involved in the situation. But a lot of you who were teenagers who worked with this person on set, you then wrote letters to the judge for a lighter sentence. Then he only goes away for 16 months for the things that he did to Drake Bell because of these letters and because of the Hollywood push to, you know, really get him out of jail very quickly. Then he goes to Disney and works on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody after being convicted. I feel like if you guys want to sit there and make all these reels and TikToks and stuff about the parents, make some reels and TikToks about that, about the fact that after this convicted SO got out of jail, he went straight to the Disney lot to work on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. That your favorites were out here putting pen to paper to make sure he got a reduced sentence after knowing everything that he did and what he was convicted of. That's the part that's disgusting to me. I mean, it's all disgusting, but that in particular, just the complete allowance of him to come back into the space. He shouldn't be able to work in Hollywood again after these allegations and after the conviction. First of all, after the allegations, full stop. But then after the conviction, y'all are disgusting. Like, y'all really, 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 really disgusting. Like, parents are tired. Parents have other kids in the home. You don't know the situation. Like, people kept saying, like, I can't believe Drake Bell's mother would allow her to do this, allow him to go sleep over the person's house, yada, yada, yada. Y'all got your kids getting picked up by other people. Y'all got your kids in different carpools. Y'all got your kids sleeping over other people's houses weekend after weekend after weekend simply because you don't even want them at home with you. So I know y'all ain't talking. It's the grace of God that a lot of your kids haven't been abused, because I know y'all are not talking. But anyway, let's go on to the next topic, which is why I did a whole episode on this. So again, if you want more of like what happened, other stuff that I found out that wasn't in the documentary, go back to that August 2022 episode and it is in there. All right, let's get into this next topic here. Metro Boomin has launched a full attack on Drake in his new album, and Kendrick Lamar also unloads on Drake, and Nav and Rick Ross have now unfollowed Drake. First of all, Metro Boomin is doing the Lord's work. Now, somebody tried to be messy and say this whole feud was over a girl, and Metro Boomin had to come back and be like, no, it's not. This feud is not over a girl at all. This feud is definitely about whatever it's about, I guess, working together, writing credits. I don't know. They used to have a relationship, I believe, and now they don't. I don't even know what this beef is about, y'all. I didn't even look into it. Let me be honest with you. I'm just happy someone is finally coming for the neck of Aubrey Graham. Like, I'm just very tired of the way that Aubrey Graham treats Black women, the way that Black women still flock to his shows, the way he talked about Rihanna, the way he talked about Serena. I'm over him. And it's so sad because when Black women speak up about a person, y'all don't listen, you don't care. Even other Black women, you still bop into the music, you don't care, you support him fully. But as soon as another producer or somebody else, another man, tells you that this person's a shady character and they're coming after him or whatever, now y'all want to listen. It's really, really, it's so sad. And we still are in Women History Month and y'all still will not pull it together. But Metro Boomin's doing the Lord's work. Thank you for saying what we've always said. Drake really has lost his way. He needs to be checked. He's unchecked. And that's another thing. I hate to keep going back to Quiet on Set. Y'all are so appalled about what happens on Quiet on Set when you have people like Drake literally talking to young women. This is his brand, to talk to 20 somethings, just, you know, 19, 20 year olds, just like Leonardo DiCaprio and the others. But I'm just saying, his brand is to talk to very young, barely legal women, and y'all cool with that. But y'all fine with that. That's not predatory at all. Y'all were in my comments calling Drea a predator, because you guys know I said Drea was a manipulator, but a lot of you guys were in my comments saying that no, she is a predator because of the money involvement and because of what she's going to get out of this situation. It is going to tip the scales out of Jalen's favor. And, you know, honestly, I respect that opinion, but it's just so crazy that she's a predator and Drake is the man, right? Drake is the best. Y'all love Drake. Y'all wait for Drake to drop like it's Christmas. Okay, we'll move on. We'll move on because you're not ready for that conversation. Y'all are not ready for that conversation. You don't want to talk about what it looks like for a man of Drake's age to be friends with Millie Bobby Brown. Ooh, sorry. Dropped it. Said it. I said it and I don't take it back. He had a relationship, texting, wanting to hang out, like a whole gambit with this young woman who I think at the time was 17 or 18 years old. And she was a child star because she started on the show when I think she was about 13 or 14 of Stranger Things on the set. See, y'all want to scream, protect child stars, protect child stars, protect child stars, when it's not your favorite. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so disingenuous to me. It's so disingenuous to me when you guys get on your platforms or you just make reels or you make TikToks or whatever. But in reality, you don't want justice for these teenagers. You don't even want to look at it. You don't even want to care when it's your favorite artist that's the one behind it. You don't even want to care. You do not want to care if it doesn't fit the narrative that you have in your mind for that specific person. You don't want to care. So it's like, please stop pretending that you care and that you don't want this to happen to children when it's other children in the industry and when it's your favorite doing the perpetrating, you don't even want to see it. You deaf, dumb, and blind to the situation. Huh? Where's the outrage? Lord. Anyway, on to some good news. Megan Thee Stallion and Gorilla announced their tour last week. Real excited about this. I think I'm gonna go. I really think I'm gonna go. And you guys know I'm not really a rap girly. Like, I listen to the singles of the albums and I like listening to Megan's music when I work out and stuff, but I'm not really like a rap girly, but I do want to go because it just seems like a good time. It seems like it's gonna be really fun. I want to, you know, sit in the stands and scream Yale Glow to the top of my lungs. So I'm going to look into that. I'm going to really look into that. If anybody wants to go, let me know. I'm trying to like figure out, like, it's a middle of the week concert. So y'all know how like we did that for SZA and I was just like, why? The whole rest of the week I was tired. Literally. I think the concert was on a Tuesday. The whole rest of the week I was tired. And I think this concert is on a Wednesday. So it's going to be the same thing. But I really want to go see the hot girl coach in person. I really, really do. I'm excited. I want to see, you know, what she's giving in person. I mean, I've seen, you know, her perform, I think Rolling Loud or one of those, and they always like upload the full performances to YouTube. So I've seen that, but I'm excited. I want to see her do Cobra. I want to see her do Hiss. I want to see her do Megan's Piano because it's my favorite song. By Megan Thee Stallion, but she got some hits. I'm excited. Like, I'm gonna try to get that together and figure that out so I can go see her. All right, this next topic, betting earnings are going back to child support. So it went viral. I don't know if this is even true, but it was just funny, but it's also, we'll get into it. So this man goes viral because he won like, was it like $1,500 betting? And then as soon as the money hit his account, I guess it went to his child support. So people are thinking that it's the FanDuel account or the betting account that's actually turning the money over to the child support. But in actuality, what I think happened is this person owed back child support, so his wages were being garnished. So if your wages are being garnished and they see that money coming into your account and you want to keep that money, you got to switch that money into another account because the account that's being garnished, when money hits, money's being taken because the money is owed, right? So as soon as that $1,500 hit his account, they just went in there and took what they, you know, were owed. And that is why I think he really lost everything. But listen, I am a huge supporter of child support just because you don't look at your kids every day, just because, you know, you're not with the mom anymore, anything like that doesn't mean you should be any less responsible for your children. We really got to do better. I know it's funny. I know it's hee hee ha ha jokes and, you know, I'm back. I got all this back child support, da 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 da. But at the end of the day, the parent, the primary parent that has the child has these financial burdens. And we are in a recession right now, inflation with everything. I bet these fruit snacks probably cost $30, $40 for the big pack. Y'all, parents, chime in. How much are fruit snacks these days? How much are chicken nuggets If your kid is eating better than that, how much are these little whole food smoothies that you got to give the kids, the Pedialyte for the kids that won't eat? I mean, it's expensive. You can't go around going to brunch and buying bottles and all this stuff when your baby mom or ex-wife has all these responsibilities for your children. Y'all got to do better. Come on now. Come on now. Kings, especially black men, I know y'all be tired. And this is the thing too. Since we talking tonight, we gonna talk tonight. Let's just talk tonight because it's after midnight my time. And let's just get into some things, okay? Men, you have to understand, even if your ex-wife or your children's mother moves on into a new relationship, you are still required to pay child support. Why y'all feel like because she's in a new relationship and this man is helping around the house, might be buying her a bag or two, might be getting her nails done, that you feel like, ooh, that's it for me. She got a new man. She got somebody in the house. Them kids got a stepdaddy. No, those kids are yours and they will forever be your responsibility until they are of legal age. It doesn't matter what she do. She could get two or three sugar daddies. That's for her. You still have to provide for your children. And it's not her being petty to require you to take care of your own responsibilities. I am so tired of hearing, oh, she moved on. Those kids got a stepdad. Those kids got somebody in the house. I don't know why she pressing me for this little $300-$400. Because that's what you owe, sir. That's what you owe. And this man might be coming into a situation and making it easier for her, which is a good thing for you and your children. At the same time, you still have the requirement to take care of your kids. It just is what it is. Like, you should have seen the people in the comments of this story talking about that's fake, that's fraud, that's fugazi, that he would have to now take his winnings from FanDuel and all of his winnings went to his back child support. No, what's fugazi is that he was not on time with his child support in the first place. Had he would have had paid what he owed in the first place, he wouldn't be owed back child support. He could have enjoyed that $1,500, booked him a little flight to Vegas, and lived his best life. Y'all look like as adults, we shouldn't have consequences for our actions. We are adults and we have consequences for our actions. You say something, you do something, you make a whole child, there's consequences for that. It just is what it is. There's clear consequences for your actions, especially when they result in a child, because somebody has to take care of that child. Y'all, wow. Let's get into this last topic here. Speaking of child support, Tristan Thompson is back in the news because he has yet to pay child support to Marley Nichols. And this is another thing. It's like he got full custody of his little brother. Unfortunately, his mother passed away. He has a brother who is differently abled and he got full custody of this brother, since his mother unfortunately passed. And my thought was, first of all, shout out to you, Tristan, for stepping up. You know, a broken clock can be right twice a day. If you feel as though you can take on this responsibility, and I think Khloé's like helping him, and, you know, he was on last season of the Kardashians and all that. So it's like, if you feel like you can take on this challenge of, you know, really helping your brother, then good for you and good for Khloé for helping. But here's my thing. That's your brother. He's not even truly your responsibility. You have kids. You have a child that is your responsibility that you're not taking care of. And this is where I have to say, Khloé, honey, you can't keep posting these Father's Day posts and talking about how great he is with True and Tatum when he's not taking care of his other child with Marley. Okay, we discussed this before, but we have to keep discussing it because he refuses to pay. He is now $58,000 in back child support to this woman. He still has yet to even lay eyes on this child in the physical world. And you are posting on your page, happy birthday, great father, great co-parent. And it's just like, Khloé, damn, this is why people cannot get behind you. This is exactly why people cannot get behind you, Khloé. You should be on his tail to pay the child support and fly himself right back to Texas where he made that child and go see that child. There's no reason as a woman, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, people can say what they want about the Kardashians all day long. They're this, they're that, the curse, whatever. As a woman, for you to sit back and allow him to skirt around his responsibilities while he focuses on the children that you have together is not real to me. Like, it's not real to me whatsoever. And I know a lot of y'all gonna be like, what is she supposed to do? They're not even together anymore. They're just co-parenting. She can't tell him what to do. He's a grown man. He is a grown man. But you allowing him to come into your spaces, to come onto your reality show, to basically really be a full member of your family and part of your life while he's not handling such a big responsibility as that is wild to me. Like, that is wild to me, Chloe. Like, you have to explain to me how you feel, and the rest of the sisters for that matter too. Kim is filming with him, Courtney's filming with him, Kylie filmed with him, and y'all all are mothers of multiple children, most of whom you're not even with the dad anymore. And you find that to be okay as a mother, that another woman not be able to get the support that she needs for her child? Y'all backwards. So backwards. Like, I can't even, like, so backward thinking. So backward thinking. And some of you to even be like, well, that's what Marley gets. She should have never had that baby with him. Okay, well, that's a fair assessment, but she did. And you know why she did? And you know how she did? Because he cheated with her. And he made it possible for her to become pregnant. And she did. It takes two to tango. So if you can blame her, you should also blame him. And being the one with the money, and being the one that's an NBA player, he should have had more sense to know that. And that's life. Had Marley been a big Wall Street billionaire and she decided to keep a baby by him and, you know, whatever, if the roles were reversed, we'd be saying the same thing. Y'all weird. Y'all so weird. I can't wait to see the comments on these reels. For real. As y'all drag me. Anyway, this has been the trending topic. Stay tuned for the sports report.
Hello, hello, hello out there, and welcome to the sports update with J Rob. Today, I will be covering both the NBA and the NFL. So let's get started with NBA news. Phoenix Suns forward Kevin Durant has moved up to 8th place on the NBA all-time scoring list. He currently has 28,610 points. Also in NBA news, Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James and retired NBA player J.J. Redick will co-host a new basketball-focused podcast entitled Mind the Game. Now let's move to NFL news. In NFL news, Los Angeles Rams defensive lineman Aaron Donald announced that he is retiring from the NFL after 10 seasons. In his 10 seasons, he made 10 Pro Bowls and was selected as a first-team All-Pro 8 times. He helped the Rams to win Super Bowl 56 after the 2021 NFL season. Also in NFL news, the New Orleans Saints have signed defensive end Chase Young to a one-year contract worth $13 million. And finally, in NFL news, the Chicago Bears have traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a conditional 2025 sixth-round pick. The conditional sixth-round pick will turn into a fourth-round pick if Fields plays at least 51% of the Steelers' snaps this upcoming season. And this has been the Sports Update with J-Rob. Have a wonderful week.
All right, T-Crew, it is time for my favorite part of the podcast, the deep dive. And you guys know I could not wait to speak about this because it is just so wild. Like, this season finale really threw me. So let's get into it. So Potomac is picking back up. Before we talk about the finale, let's talk about what's going on in real time right now with the Grand Dame. So unfortunately, the Grand Dame, Karen Huger, did get pulled over, and she did get a DUI for crashing her Maserati into a tree while she was speeding uncontrollably and driving, allegedly intoxicated. Karen did make a statement to TMZ saying that she had went out with friends. She had a couple drinks, and the conversation turned into, when she lost her mom. And the, you know, it was a very emotional conversation for her. They got into some things about the loss of her mom. And then she said with Mother's Day coming up in a few months that it really just hit her. And this is her explanation, I guess, for what happened. Listen, I love Karen. You guys know I love me some Karen Huger. She is honestly why I watch Potomac when it's dry, because she is just so good. Like, she's reality TV gold. However, Karen, you can, first of all, you drove away in a Maserati. I mean, these kind of cars are the kind of cars that are so expensive and so high maintenance to keep up that literally nobody drives them. And you've had this car since 2017. So you are rich, girl. You are very, very rich. There is no reason why you couldn't call Uber Black or Lyft Black or whatever it is, like the rich people's Lyft or Uber, or even like a car service to come and pick you up. If you guys were getting into some things, you know, you could have even sent your assistant over to pick up your car if you didn't want to leave your car at the restaurant, because it is a very fancy car. But there is no reason in this day and age to drive intoxicated. There is just absolutely no reason to drive intoxicated. You could have killed someone. You could have hurt someone else. This could have been a terrible, terrible situation where you could have really hurt someone or gotten yourself really hurt in this situation. And I think, Karen, you understand that, especially having kids, like having kids that are in their 20s and driving age and stuff like that. God forbid, you know, somebody be on the road with your children while they're intoxicated, or, you know, something happened to them, or you be a bad example driving like this, that they would follow in your footsteps. Like, there's just so many things, Karen. I need you to take more accountability for this situation. This was not an oopsie. This was very big, you know, and completely inappropriate. Like, you've got to get this under control. You know, that, and that's basically that on that. All right, so now let's get to the finale. Forget everything else that was said. Basically, everything else that was said was Ashley is not divorcing Michael at all. I think they're separated because Michael wanted to win his lawsuit against Candace. So let's go back in time a little bit. Candace was sued by Michael for the comments that she made about Michael. Derogatory comments that she made, just saying different things about him and whatever, what have you. So Michael's lawyers told him correctly that this would be a hard case to win if he was currently on the show, because the lawyers of Candace would basically just say, Candace said derogatory things to Michael that may have hurt his business or whatever, what have you. But Michael cannot sue for slander because they are castmates on a show where this is just commonplace that people will slander and defame other people on the show. It's a reality show, and Michael signed on to it. So he figured if he didn't do the current season while he was suing her, that, you know, the judge would be like, well, he's on the show anymore. And, you know, but Candace made the comments while he was on the show. So it just didn't make sense for him to not be on the show. It was like dumb. But anyway, so the lawsuit got thrown out. And the judge ruled that, you know, because of Michael's involvement in the reality show, that any defamation that takes place is just par for the course. So Ashley tried to make it seem like she was getting divorced to A, probably save her spot on Potomac, and B, for Michael to do, you know, explain Michael's absence from the show. Now, Ashley is sitting in the last seat, and Ashley also made claims, you know, that this has been a great journey, and if I don't come back to the show, you know, thank you for all the love and support. And the only reason why I feel like Ashley might be asked to not come back to Potomac or not get a contract for next year is because Ashley never shows her real life. Ashley is good at digging up the tea for other people. She'll bring a Deborah on the show. She'll bring a little, you know, person to stir up the crap on the show. But when it comes to Ashley showing her real life, she never does it. But here's the thing. If Ashley has to go, so does Robin and Giselle. And that's just true tea because they do the exact same thing as Ashley. They don't bring any of their real life to the show. They just stir up the drama with the other cast members and they never really have brought anything real from their life to the show. Neither one of them really have either. So it's like, if you're going to do it to Ashley, you got to do it to Giselle and Robin and bring some people on that actually want to talk about their life. But anywho, let's get on to what we actually here to talk about. Miss Mia Thornton. Oh my God. Woo! Mia Thornton and Gordon, they brought the heat. They saved the season because let me tell you something, baby. When Mia was talking about having to sleep in Juju's room in that kitchen and what the future looked like and Gordon just unloaded on her, just took the clip. Unloaded the full clip on camera of everything that was said because of the Real Housewives of Potomac trailer. So here we are finishing the filming of Real Housewives, right? In real time, right? So this is 2 or 3 months ago, whenever they finished filming the show. Gordon sees the trailer of what Mia said when they were on the cast trip. And Ashley asked Mia if she married Gordon for his money. And she said, I may have, right? And we all remember seeing that trailer being like, oh, Mia's so messy. Because Mia, directly after the trailer came out, they had, you know, filed for divorce. So we're just like, oh my God, this whole season is going to be so messy between Mia and Gordon. And truly it wasn't. And Mia said that had the trailer not been cut like that, her and Gordon would have continued on because Gordon gave her a hall pass. So now we're back in the present, right? Or whenever the episode was filmed. They're talking about the future of their relationship. Gordon discloses that when he had cancer, he allowed Mia to date other people because he was very sick. You know, when you're sick like that, you don't really have, you know, you don't, it's common sense, right? You're sick, you're not feeling yourself, you're not up to your husbandly duties, however that may have gone down, right? And he tells Mia, you can have a hall pass. The first thing that he also tells Mia is that don't put it in my face and don't have the kids around this person. What does Mia do? She puts the affair in his face, or not the affair, I guess the additional relationship in Gordon's face. And then she turns around and has the kids around Ink as well. So then they go to reveal Ink. Now, Ink is a ex-flame of Mia. They were actually dating when Gordon and Mia's relationship started. So Mia and Ink, aka Incognito, aka the DJ, as Andy called him, was an old flame of Mia. They dated in high school. They had a little condo. They had their own situation. Mia was dancing. Ink was okay with it. While Mia was dancing, she met Gordon, and Gordon became a regular for her. He was tipping her. He was doing the things of the things. He was spoiling her. He bought her a car. The title came through. And this is when Ink realized that the sugar daddy that she had from the club might be a bigger problem than he thought, because the title comes in and the title like shows that the car was paid for by Gordon, right? And this is stuff that Ink has disclosed in his exclusive with Carlos King. If you haven't seen that, that's where this information is coming from, right? So basically Gordon he was married. Mia was in a relationship with Ink and living with him at the time. And Gordon, you know, blew up his marriage to be with Mia, marry Mia, and have children with Mia. At this time, Gordon knew that Mia was also still sleeping with Ink because they were in a relationship. When Mia becomes pregnant, she leaves Ink to be with Gordon. She tells Gordon, this child could be Ink's and he could be yours. And Gordon says, at this time, he does not care. And he wants to be with Mia. He wants a family with Mia. He wants to start his life over with Mia. And whether the child's his or not, he's going to raise the child as his own. Okay. Now, fast forward to Gordon going broke. Gordon loses his practice. He loses everything. They have to move out of their home into an apartment. And Mia has this hall pass. She goes straight back. She gets that old thing back. She spins the block and goes back to Inc. Right. And now the whole paternity of her first child is coming up again, because Inc. has probably always wondered, with the timeline and the situation of Mia's pregnancy, is Mia's child his or is Mia's child Gordon's? And this drama and this kerfluffle is literally saving Potomac, because this is going to be the storyline of next season. Because after all these years, now everybody wants to know what's really good in this paternity case, because of how messy the situation was. Now, some people are saying this is Gordon's karma. Some people are saying, you know, but this is the thing, right? Mia is a gold digger. And I love you, Mia. I really do. I think that you have saved this show. I think you're great reality TV, but it just is what it is. She was pregnant and she knew that her lifestyle with Gordon would have been better than her lifestyle with Inc. at the time. Now, Inc. has taken these years to boss up. He's, you know, he's in syndication as a DJ now. He's a radio personality, as Mia says. He has multiple different shows, multiple different streams of income. And he really got his money situation together in the time that, you know, Mia has been married to Gordon and with Gordon. And it's just like, she's like, well, this is the situation I wanted to be in from the start, but I literally just left him so that I could be more comfortable in my childbearing years. You know, having a kid by a man, or having your child be claimed by a man with money, is definitely easier than living in a condo with a man who's making a decent salary. But, you know, Mia has been able to live a certain lifestyle because of her marriage to Gordon when he had money, right? When the money was gone, she was out. And I think that's what hurt Gordon the most, because he really thought that Mia loved him and that he left his marriage and she left her relationship because they had found something true in each other. When in all reality, Mia was just trying to get a more comfortable lifestyle for her pregnant self at the time and her future kids that would come after. This is just, whew, I think this happens more often than people care to think about, but to see it play out on reality TV and to see Mia and Gordon be so open about the situation is what I think is drawing a lot of people in, because to see this happen, I'm sure it happens all the time, but we are seeing this in 4K. I mean, him giving her the hall pass, then being upset about it, then, you know, her only having the two rules for the hall pass, not to rub it in his face and not to bring the kids around, for the kids to be telling Gordon, mommy is trying to replace you with Mr. Inc. Y'all, I'm gonna say girl, but I know some guys listen. Hey, y'all, that's the part. That is the part, to have your children around this man, knowing that they're old enough to go home and tell your estranged husband what they've seen while they've been over there. And you don't see no problem with that. See, now me and you getting messy. Like, you got to keep, oh Lord, like y'all getting messy. You got to keep the thing going. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to keep it going if you want to keep all the balls in the air. And now it's just like, it's giving real, real messy. And it's definitely going to be a reunion of reunions. Why? Because Gordon is still coming on the reunion. Mia got Inc. on FaceTime. She got Gordon sitting in the reunion chair. And we basically like Maury Povich in the corner. Who is the pappy? Who is the pappy of this child? Not to mention, this child is now old enough to understand the drama of the situation and what is going on in the situation, which I do feel bad about, which I always, you know, I always feel bad when the kids are kind of caught in the crosshairs. But this situation is just so messy by the adults. It is just so messy by all adults involved. Inc. for letting Mia basically just pop back, you know, spin the block, pop back on him. Gordon for opening the door in the first place and, I guess, stealing her away in the first place. Mia for even being involved with Gordon when he was married. It's just like all of y'all have just... You made a situation over there in Potomac. You've made a real situation over there in Potomac. And we will all be witness to all of this foolery and messery that is going on. But that is this week's deep dive, as chaotic as it was. Please stay tuned for our outro comments. All right, T Crew, this is my least favorite part of the podcast where I have to say goodbye to you. I just want to thank you all for like sharing, writing positive comments, or writing any comments, I should say, in the reels. All of the engagement truly, truly helps grow the channel. I'm excited for the growth that the channel's been having recently. So tell a friend to tell a friend to follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, and listen to the podcast. I really, really, really appreciate it. As always, convict the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. We will stop until she gets the justice that she is rightly owed. Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are. And I love you for listening. Bye.